Tyler Nealon, Ignati Cobb, and Gregory Trifon are the captains for New Haven. Also on the squad there is Richard Weedman, August Johnson, Brenton Hinkle, Lyle Grindle, and Jeremy Davis. For King Cove, their starters are Jamin Newman, Mark Newton, Dalton Utecht, Avery Samuelson, and Paul Hamilton. Avery Samuelson, Mark Newton, and Drayton Newman are the captains. The other players not starting, but we'll get some playing time today, I'm sure, are Josiah Mack and Mitchell Duskin and Drayton Newman there. So we are down under a minute here until the game begins. Both teams are gathered on the sidelines around their coaches. A couple of local referees here, Mark Watson and Nancy Lyons. They do a lot of the refereeing here in Naknek for basketball games. They'll be doing this game this morning at 10:30. A lot more basketball to follow. This is the first game of the day, but there are seven more games after this, and we'll be bringing you a lot of those games, all the King Cove Sandpoint games, and I'll tell you a little later when those games will be. But we are ready for basketball here. Once again, King Cove against New Haven. It'll be Paul Hamilton jumping at the center court against Tyler Anilan, very talented senior for New Haven. The ball is up. The tap is won by New Haven. Jonathan Tretikoff had it, almost threw it away. Now New Haven has possession. There's a pass underneath to Jonathan Tretikoff. Matthew Anilan out front to Tyler Anilan on the drive down the right side, up and in. He's quick, and his first basket. He's usually the leading scorer for New Haven, is Anilan, and they'll pressure full court man-to-man defense, will New Haven. Here comes Mark Newton for King Cove. Pass back out front to Jamin Newman. I get Newman and Newton mixed up. Now just inside the three-point circle, long shot put up by Paul Hamilton's no good. The rebound down to New Haven. It'll be Ignati Cobb bringing the cross here for the Malamutes. Cobb on the dribble out front. Right side over to Matthew Anilan. Now to Jonathan Tretikoff. Drives down the lane. Tried to get it inside to Tyler Anilan. Stolen away by Hamilton. Now the ball's on the floor and four guys dive after it. And they're going to call it a tie-up. Good hustle by all the players. And the ball will go to King Cove here on the alternating possession rule. Inbounds pass from Newman to Mark Newton. He'll bring it down. Crosses midcourt. Drives on the right side. Now down to Newman in the right corner. Bounce pass inside to Hamilton. Back outside to Newton. Newton a three-pointer. No good. Rebound down. Tyler Anilan gets it ahead to Matthew Anilan. Now New Haven is going to slow it down and run their offense. Ignati Cobb gets it to Gregory Trifon. Now to Cobb. Cobb for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound batted out of there. Saved by New Haven. Jonathan Tretikoff with it. Over to Matthew Anilan. He's going to stop behind the three-point line, shoot, and hit. Good inside player and also a good three-point shooter, so he's tough to contend with. Matthew Anilan has five, all 5 points that have been scored in the game here so far. It's 5-0, New Haven. Here comes Jamin Newman for King Cove. Passes it, tried to get it inside to Hamilton. It's stolen away by New Haven. Tyler Anilan ahead to Jonathan Tretikoff. Back to Tyler Anilan, who lays it up and in. Nice fast break by New Haven, and Tyler Anilan has 7 points, and it's 7-0, New Haven. And quickly, Dan Sebastian, the head coach for King Cove, is up off the bench and calling timeout. And he's right away seeing that there's a little bit of adjustments need to be made. Some instructions given to his players, so they're all gathered around their coaches on the sidelines. 5:56 to go in the first quarter, and quick lead here for New Haven, 7-0. The Malamutes over the T-Jacks here in the early going. We're just about ready to resume play now, and it'll be Mark Newton. Passes it in to Jamin Newman. Here come the T-Jacks. Newton dribbles across half court. Now down to Newman in the corner. Newton with the ball. Gets it into Josiah Mack, who has entered the game. Mack shoots and misses. Rebound down to Tyler Anilan. And Tyler Anilan throws it ahead to Ignati Cobb, to Gregory Trifon right underneath the basket. Trifon puts it up and in. And Gregory Trifon with his first basket, and it's 9-0. New Haven with the lead. K can cove the other way. Pass comes down low to Jamin Newman, who puts up a nice little jump shot up and in on the baseline, and it's 9-2. First basket of the morning here for King Cove. New Halen gets in to Trifon, to Tretikoff, out to Matthew Nealon for three. No good. Nice rebound by Newman. Newman fast running down the court. Nice pass ahead to Samuelson. Shoots and misses on the layup. Avery Samuelson frustrated himself there. He missed a pretty easy layup, and the rebound down to New Halen. Eknadi Cobb. Right side now to Jonathan Tretikoff. Tretikoff inside to Tyler Nealon. Little jump shot. Doesn't fall. Nice rebound, Josiah Mack for the T-Jacks. He's going to dribble it all the way. Tough shot. Misses his shot. It wasn't really a layup, but gets his own rebound. Back out to Newman. Now to Samuelson in the left corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Hamilton is up, no good. And the ball taken away now by New Halen. 9-2 here. We've played about half of the first quarter, and it looks like we're going to have a timeout by New Halen. So with a little timeout on the floor here with 4:06 to go in the first quarter. Once again, New Halen with a 9-2 lead. New Halen is a tough team to play. They are very athletic, very quick, good shooters from behind the three-point line. And if you come out to guard that, they'll get it inside, and they're tough inside as well. So King Cove is going to have their hands full here this morning. We've already seen that here halfway through the first quarter. We are about ready to resume play. New Halen leads at 9-2. Talked to King Cove's coach yesterday. He said they were 4-0. They won the game right after that, so they're 5-0. But they're being tested here this morning. Eknadi Cobb with the ball for New Halen out front. Now gets it to Matthew Nealon. Nealon guarded closely by Newton. Eknadi Cobb with it now. Gets it to Trifon. Back out to Tretikoff. Pass underneath to Matthew Nealon. To Tyler Nealon. Back out front to Tretikoff for three. No good. Rebound by Hamilton of King Cove. Nice rebound. Here's a pass ahead to Newman. Misses the layup. King Cove a little intimidated by the quickness of New Halen. They've missed a couple of easy layups. Newman frustrated himself. He missed a layup. And now New Halen will bring it down again. Matthew Nealon behind the three-point line. Three. No good. Rebound to Newman. Newman ahead into the lane. Little runner up just from 3 or 4 feet. No good off the back of the rim. And the rebound comes down to New Halen. New Halen is not hitting three-pointers that they've attempted so far, but King Cove is having trouble with shots right underneath the basket. So both teams a little bit cold here to start the ball game. We're down to 3 minutes to go. Here's a three-pointer by Tretikoff. No good. Nice pass underneath from Nealon on the rebound to Trifon, who puts it up. He misses it. Now King Cove comes the other way. Samuelson shoots it up, banks it. No good. On the rebound, it's knocked out of there by Paul Hamilton. Out of bounds. The ball will belong to New Halen. Both teams shooting pretty cold here in this first quarter. New Halen with the ball. Jonathan Tretikoff will bring it across. Passes inside now to Tyler Nealon. And Nealon on the dribble, drives, passes it back out to Trifon. And just moving the ball around. Here's an errant pass. Cobb tried to get it over to Jonathan Tretikoff. Led him a little bit too much, and it's off of his hand and out of bounds. Turnover New Halen, and it'll be T-Jack's ball. 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Nobody scored here for a little while now. It's still 9-2. New Halen with the lead. Here's a ball knocked loose by Matthew Nealon. Mark Newton tried to get it back, and in the process commits a foul. I believe that's his first foul. First team foul, maybe first foul of the entire game. So it's been a clean game. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. New Halen leads it 9-2. Tyler Nealon has the ball out front, working on Mack. Nealon drives in the lane, shoots and misses. The rebound, Gregory Trifon. Trifon gives it back to Tyler Nealon, who shoots and misses. Matthew Nealon gets the rebound, shoots and misses. And then Gregory Trifon puts it up and in. And Gregory Trifon has 4 points, and it's 11-2, New Halen. Newman. Newman's pass stolen away here by Tyler Nealon ahead to Cobb. Eknadi Cobb lays it up and in. Those quick hands and tenacious defense by New Haven, getting them some turnovers and easy layups on the other end. And it's 13-2, New Haven with the lead. Here comes Newton down the left corner to Avery Samuelson. Back out front now to Hamilton, wide open from the free throw line, shoots it up and in. Paul Hamilton, first basket of the morning, and it's 13-4. New Haven with a 9-point lead and the ball. Minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. Eknadi Cobb inside to Trifon. Trifon turns, 6-foot turnaround jumper, no good. Matthew Nealon got the rebound and tried to take it back up. He is fouled, and he's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And it looks like the foul maybe is on one of the King Cove players. It's on Mark Newton, and that's his second personal foul. So Tyler and Nealon will shoot two free throws. 1 minute and 11 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 13-4, New Haven with the lead. Tyler Nealon will shoot two. His first free throw is good. He's got 8 points here in the first quarter. Mentioned earlier, he is generally the leading scorer for New Haven, and he's a force to be reckoned with both under the basket or if he pops out to the three-point line. He's a really good three-point shooter. Second free throw is also nothing but net. He's got 9 points, and it's 15-4. New Haven with the lead over King Cove. Mark Newton on the dribble out front. Gets it left side now to Samuelson. Mack drives the baseline. Tried to come up underneath the basket for a reverse layup, and he's hammered under there. And that foul is going to be on Tyler Anilin, his first team foul for New Haven. And Josiah Mack, with that nice move along the baseline, earns himself a couple of free throws. 1 minute exactly to go here in the first quarter. Mack to shoot two. First free throw is perfect. Nothing but net there. And Josiah Mack has 1 point, and it's 15-5. Second free throw by Josiah Mack is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound down to Tyler Anilin. Gets it ahead to Eknadi Cobb for the Malamutes. 10-point game here, 15-5. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tyler Anilin gives it off to Cobb, right back to Anilin. Guarded closely by Hamilton. Drives in hard. Nice defense by Paul Hamilton. Shot missed. Blocked by Hamilton there, but taken back here by New Haven. Here's a tough drive along the baseline. A big collision. No call. And Tyler Anilin lays it up and in. I think Paul Hamilton's thinking, where's the call there? He ran right over him, and no call. Anilin laid it up and in, and it's 17-5. On the other end, nice little driving jump shot along the baseline by Mark Newton. No good. Rebound down to New Haven. 10 seconds to go. Matthew Nealon for three, and he hits it. Nice pass out to Matthew Nealon. The three-pointer for New Haven. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. King Cove unaware. A long shot at the last second put up there by Mark Newton. Just misses. You heard the buzzer sound. And we've come to the end of the first quarter with New Haven leading it 20-5. We'll just keep it right here. There'll be only just a few seconds, and we'll be back underway with action here for the second quarter. Once again, New Haven leading King Cove here 20-5 at the end of the first quarter. New Haven, as I mentioned before, they are quick. They are all over you on defense, and they've gotten a few turnovers and the resulting easy layups on the other end, and that's how they built this 20-5 lead. All the kids already up here and sitting around in the gym watching the game. It's fun to see all the kids from the various communities here in southwest Alaska. They come out for this tournament, and when they're not playing, they're usually here in the gym watching the other game that's going on. So not a lot of local folks here at the ball game, but a lot of kids from all the various communities watching the games, and they always kind of choose their favorite team and can really get into the game, so that's fun. We're back underway here in the second quarter. New Haven will have the ball to start the quarter. Into the game here for New Haven now is Lyle Grindle. Matthew Nealon with the ball on the left baseline. Little 12-footer up and good by Tyler Nealon. He's got 13 points. Just underway in the second quarter already with 13 points for Tyler Nealon. 22-5 is the New Haven lead. Here comes Mark Newton. Nice pass underneath to Josiah Mack. He puts up a shot. Guarded closely there by Tyler Nealon. The shot doesn't fall, and the rebound taken down by New Haven. Good look at the basket there by Mack, but Didn't get the shot to go. Here's Ekhenaty Cobb for three. No good. Gets his own rebound. Comes running down the lane. Nobody got in front of him. Got his own rebound and put it right up and in. Ekhenaty Cobb has four, and it's 24-5. New Haven with the lead. Newman, right baseline. Long shot just inside the three-point line is good. Newman's got four, and it's 24-7. King Cove could heat up with their shooting. They could get right back in this game. They've been a little cold here to start with, but they'll heat up. Here's an inside pass to Trifon for New Haven. Cobb got it into him, and he is not able to convert down on the baseline, but he's fouled, and he's going to go to the free throw line. That foul was on Paul Hamilton, his first. Trifon will shoot a couple of free throws. The first one's good. Gregory Trifon has 5 points now in the game. One more free throw for Gregory Trifon. No good off the back of the rim. Nice rebound, Paul Hamilton. Quickly ahead to Mark Newton. King Cove on the run. Nice pass underneath to Josiah Mack. And he misses the shot from about 4 feet. Guarded closely, so it's tough to get that shot up, but you still got to make those, and missed shots are really costing King Cove early on here. Tyler Needham misses a shot. Now a nice run out here by King Cove. Josiah Mack threw it ahead to Avery Samuelson, just a little over his head, and the ball goes out of bounds on the far end, and so it'll go back to New Haven. Nice run out there by King Cove, but just weren't able quite able to finish it. The pass was a little long. So New Haven has the ball again. They lead it 25-7 with 6:12 to go here in the half. Matthew Nealon gets the pass. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, battle for, taken away by Newman. Nice job by Jamin Newman. Gets it back into Hamilton, and Hamilton immediately surrounded by a couple of New Haven Malamutes, and they tie him up, and the ball will belong to King Cove. Newman throws it in. Now Newton, long pass ahead to Avery Samuelson. Samuelson on the drive, he stopped. Passes it back out front to Jamin Newman. Over to Paul Hamilton. Hamilton wide open, shoots a three, and it's good. Nice shot. Paul Hamilton, he's got 5 points. Nice three-pointer from the left side there, and it's 25-10. Once again, just need some hot shooting here from King Cove and just stay consistent on their defense. Here's an errant pass and a steal. Jamin Newman's going to run the length of the court. Goes up for the layup, and he's contested there by Jonathan Tretikoff. And Tretikoff knocked the ball out of bounds. It'll belong to King Cove. Newman looked to the referee for a foul. No foul is called, but it will be King Cove ball out of bounds. We've got 5.5 minutes to go. There's a little shot by Hamilton. No good. Nice rebound and up and in by Mark Newton. Man, he was in there among the trees and just made a quick move to his left and laid it up with his left hand. Nice shot by Mark Newton. He's got his first two of the afternoon, and it's 25-12. 5-0 run here for King Cove, and that's what they need. New Haven gets it inside to Tyler Nealon, who shoots a turnaround jumper right in the paint there. No good. Rolls off. Nice rebound down for King Cove. Here's Samuelson to Newton. Newton on the drive. 15-foot jumper. No good. Nice rebound by Hamilton. Hamilton drives back on the baseline. Little runner, no good. Rebound battle for, taken down by Tyler Anilan of New Haven. Gets it back out now to Ekhenaty Cobb. Cobb with the three-pointer. It's good. Ekhenaty Cobb with 7 points. And it's back to a 16-point game at 28-12. Mark Newton passes it ahead now to Hamilton, inside to Josiah Mack. Mack turns around, faces three New Haven players, so he throws it back out to Hamilton, who shoots about an 18-footer, and it's good. Hamilton has seven, and it's 28-14. Jonathan Tretikoff working it inside now to Tyler Nealon for New Haven. Gregory Trifon has it, has the ball knocked away, stolen by King Cove. Here comes Avery Samuelson. Driving down the lane, all the way in, up, and the ball just falls off the rim. Taken away here by Newton. Newton's going to lay it up and in. I tell you, King Cove is coming alive here. They're only down by 12 now. Here's a pass, tried to get inside to Trifon, stolen by Hamilton. Another turnover by New Haven. Here come the T-Jacks. Newman with the ball. Hamilton Down in the corner to Avery for three. And he hits it. Avery for three. Avery Samuelson has his first bucket. He's got three, and it's a 28-19 game. It was 20 points just a few minutes ago. And King Cove making a nice run here. 3:10 to go in the half. 28-19 now. King Cove on a nice comeback. Here's a nice steal by Josiah Mack. Tried to save the ball, but he stepped on the out-of-bounds line, so it'll stay in the possession here of New Haven. King Cove has really upped their defensive intensity. Here's Cobb for three. No good. Rebound Tyler Anilin. Anilin can't get it to fall. Gets his own rebound now. Puts it up and in. Boy, Tyler Anilin fights hard underneath there. He's got 15 now, and it's 30-19. King Cove brings it down. Here's Newman, wide open for three. No good. Rebound Matthew Anilin. Got a wide open Tretikoff. Here comes a pass all the way to Tretikoff. Grabs it underneath. He tried to draw a foul. Didn't get it. Nice defense by Josiah Mack. And Josiah Mack pulls the rebound down. Gets it out now for King Cove. Out to Newton. Newton drives. A little runner on the baseline. A little hard. And went right over the rim. And the rebound down here to Eknadi Cobb of New Haven. 2:16 to go in the half. Inside to Tyler Nealon. Nice pass underneath to Trifon, who lays it up and in. Gregory Trifon has seven, and it's 32-19. Back to the 13-point lead for New Haven. Newton gives it off to Hamilton. Down on the right side now to Jamin Newman. Over to Avery Samuelson. Samuelson on the drive. 8-foot jumper. No good. Nice rebound and attempted put back by Paul Hamilton. Doesn't get it to go, and the rebound down to New Haven. Minute 40 here in the half. Tretikoff for New Haven. Inside to Trifon. Trifon tries to get it inside. Does get it to Tyler Nealon. He shoots and misses. Here comes Eknadi Cobb down the lane. Lays it up and in. Boy, quick move to the basket by Eknadi Cobb. And he's got nine. And the pressure for New Haven is just, it keeps coming. Nice run there by King Cove a few minutes ago, and now New Haven on a run of their own. Pass underneath to Avery Samuelson. He stepped on the out-of-bounds line. The ball's going to belong to New Haven. Tyler Nealon is going to sit down. He's got 15 points here in the first half. He's gasping for air. This has been a fast-paced ball game. Both teams are going to be ready for a break here at half. New Haven has the ball after Samuelson stepped out of bounds there. Pass inside right through the hands of Gregory Trifon, picked up by Mark Newton of King Cove. Newton bounce pass ahead to Paul Hamilton. Hamilton on the dribble on the right side. Now he's going to head down the lane. Pass kicks it back out to Samuelson. Long, long three-pointer. No good. Just rimmed around. He almost got it. Rebound down here to Trifon of New Haven. Ahead to Matthew Anilin. Now to Tretikoff. Tretikoff down the lane. Bounce pass inside to Grindle. Out of control shot there by Tretikoff is no good, but New Haven got the rebound. 30 seconds to go here in the first half. And looks like the coach for New Haven calling for one shot. And as the players are looking at him to get that instruction, Jamin Newman just took the ball right out of the hands of Jonathan Tretikoff. That was interesting. Tretikoff was just standing there listening to his coach, and Newman took the opportunity to just take the ball away from him, ran the length of the court, went up for a layup, and was fouled. He didn't get the shot to fall, mainly because he was fouled hard. So he'll shoot a couple of free throws. First one is just off the rim. 23 seconds to go here in the half. Jamin Newman, who has 4 points in the game so far. He's got one more free throw coming. That one is good. He's got five, and it's 34-20. 14-point lead for New Haven. Eknadi Cobb, left side now to Lyle Grindle. Wide open for three. His three is way off the mark. Rebound taken down by Newton. Newton's going to come the length of the court, lay it up, no good, gets his own rebound, passes it back out to Newman. Newman puts up a little shot, no good, rebound Eknadi Cobb, 6 seconds, pass ahead to Trifon, length of the court, Trifon lays it up, no good, tipped back up by Matthew Anilin, and that doesn't go, and the buzzer sounds, and we've come to the end of the first half. We'll do a quick recap of the scoring here, and then we'll send it back to the station, KSDP, for a break. But let me do a quick rundown of the scoring here. It's 34-20. King Cove on the short end of the stick here against New Haven. Let me give you a recap of the first half scoring for New Haven, for the Malamutes. They're led in scoring by Tyler Nealon with 15. Ignati Cobb had 9, Gregory Trifon with 7, Matthew Anilin with 3. Those are the four players that scored for New Halen. For King Cove, they were led in scoring by Paul Hamilton with 7. Jamin Newman had 5, Mark Newton with 4, Avery Samuelson with 3, and Josiah Mack with 1 point. So once again, it's 34-20 here at halftime, with New Halen leading the King Cove T-Jacks. New Halen plays pressure defense the length of the court the entire first half. They got a few turnovers off of that press and got some easy layups. But with a nice spurt there by King Cove in the middle of the second quarter, they were able to climb out of the hole. They were down by 19, maybe 20. I know they were down by 19, but they got back to within 9 points and then let it slip away a little bit there at the end of the first half. But they are playing hard and playing well, and this ought to be a real exciting second half. So stay tuned for more basketball. Once again, New Halen leads it 34-20. We're glad you've tuned in to basketball right here on KSDP, coming to you live from the Elks Classic Tournament up here in Naknek at Bristol Bay High School. So we're going to send it back to the studio here for about eight minutes, if they want to play some music, and then we'll be back for the second half action.
All right, so you hear right there, folks, that was a great first half so far. Things being a little bit, King Cove was making a good comeback there, but New Halen is really giving it to him hard on the defense, but it's anybody's game at this point, so let's hope that King Cove turns it around. They're doing a great job. It's been a great game. But we're going to go ahead and listen to some music right now as we wait for the next half. In about 7 or 8 minutes, we'll go back over to the game. So here's Bee Gees and Ann Murray right now doing a little music for you here on KSDP. All right, so right now we're in the middle of some action with New Halen basketball versus King Cove boys basketball here at the Elks Classic Tournament. New Halen is up right now by a few. King Cove is playing their best, though, and they're going to come back hopefully here in the second half. So we're going to go back now to the live action up in Bristol Bay.
And welcome back to King Cove T-Jack basketball right here on KSDP. And good first half. Both teams really playing well, and both teams making runs. New Halen got a little bit the better of it, but this ought to be an exciting second half. And the way that King Cove made that run in the middle of the second quarter just gives you the idea that if they can put that kind of thing back together here in the second half, this could be a really close game at the end. New Halen leads it 34-20. Here at halftime, just to give you a rundown of some of the other games that will be going on today. Following this game, it's Bristol Bay and the New Stuyahok boys playing. And then at 1:30 is the New Stuyahok Kakanak girls. And then at 3 o'clock, Sandpoint girls will be playing Killigannik. And I believe that we'll have that ball game right here on KSDP. Once again, at 3 o'clock, Sandpoint against Killigannik. 4:30 is the New Halen Togiak girls. And then at 6 o'clock, another game that we'll be broadcasting here, Bristol Bay and the King Cove girls, that game at 6. And then I believe, kind of depending on how things go, it should be at 7:30, Sandpoint against the loser of this game. So Sandpoint against possibly King Cove or New Halen. That's a boys' game at 7:30, and then the night is ended with Togiak and the New Stuyahok boys. So just for your information, down in the Sandpoint-King Cove area there, the next game after this one would be at 3 o'clock, Sandpoint and Killigannik girls playing, and then Bristol Bay and the King Cove girls at 6 o'clock. So those games you should be able to listen to right here on the radio. Both teams are back on the floor, and we are about ready to go for the second half. King Cove will have the ball here to start the third quarter. Avery Samuelson will throw it in, gets it in to Jamin Newman. Newman on the dribble, gets it over to Mark Newton. Newton out front, passes it over now to Hamilton. Hamilton drives on the baseline, patches it back out to Newman. Back out front to Newton, now to Mack at the free throw line. Jump shot is up, just off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Tyler Anilin of New Halen. Hands it off to Ignati Cobb, and the Malamutes come on offense. Tyler Anilin with it now out front. Gets it to Cobb. Cobb right back to Anilin, who misses the layup. Rebound down here to King Cove. Avery Samuelson with it. Gives it off to Hamilton. Hamilton down to Newman. Newman back out to Newton. Newton pushed by Jonathan Tretikoff. And that's going to be a foul on Tretikoff. That'll be his second foul, I believe. And it'll be out of bounds here to King Cove. Once again, Avery Samuelson, just as he did to start the second half, throws it in, gets it into Newton. Newton tries to bounce pass it inside to Mack, and it's stolen away by New Halen. That was an ill-advised pass and turnover by King Cove. And it'll be New Halen bringing the ball down. Tyler and Nealon. Cobb to Nealon, and Nealon shoots a little jump shot. Rebound, he's missed, and rebound. Nice job ball, Hamilton. Here comes Avery Samuelson, drives all the way up and in. Nice, nice shot. Here's the first score of the second half here. Nice driving layup by Avery Samuelson, and it's a 12-point game. King Cove needs to be playing, keep on playing tough defense and make the most of their offensive opportunities, and they'll be right back in this game. Goes Matthew Nealon on the drive, shoots and misses. Rebound taken down by Tretikoff of New Halen. He throws it right at the feet of Cobb, and it bounces off of his leg out of bounds. And so turnover New Halen. King Cove has the ball again. Mark Newton passes over to Hamilton. Oh, Hamilton threw it down to the right side as Josiah Mack cut to the basket. A little miscommunication there as Mack headed in, and the pass went right behind him and out of bounds. Didn't quite know what each other were doing. And Bob Rychnovsky, the coach for New Halen, jumps up off the bench, and he's signaling he wants a timeout. So we're going to have a little break in the action here with it. Score 34-22. We've played about 2 minutes here in the third quarter, and so far one basket has been made, that by King Cove. And so good start here to the third quarter for King Cove, shutting out New Halen to this point. After the turnover, that errant pass by King Cove, it'll be New Halen ball here. We're about ready to resume play. It'll be Tyler Nealon throwing it in to Eknadi Cobb. 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. Cobb will bring it across half court, guarded by Samuelson. Gets it over to Tretikoff, who's guarded by Newman. Down low now to Tyler Nealon. He's double-teamed by Mack and Newman. Long pass now to Tretikoff underneath. Tretikoff, kind of funny there. Three-pointer put up by Trifon is no good. Rebound down to Matthew Nealon of New Halen. Tyler Nealon with the ball now on the baseline. 15-footer is good. Tyler Nealon has 17. I chuckled there because Tyler Nealon threw it, almost looked like an alley-oop as Jonathan Tretikoff came from the left side of the basket. The only problem is that Jonathan Tretikoff is about 5'4". So, you know, if it was the NBA or in the college, he would have leaped up and caught that and slammed it through on a great alley-oop play, but that's not going to happen when you're 5'4". And so Tretikoff caught it and just threw it off to one of his teammates. King Cove on their end commits a turnover, and the ball is back to New Halen. Tyler Nealon with it inside, goes up for the jump shot, and Josiah Mack takes a swipe at the ball, and he's called for the foul, and Tyler Nealon's going to go to the free throw line. Each team has scored one basket here in the third quarter. We've played about 2.5 minutes. It's 36-22, still a 14-point lead for New Halen. Tyler Nealon will be at the free throw line here to shoot two after the foul. Well, I thought that foul was on Mack, but they're saying it was on Newton. That's his third. So Nealon missed the first free throw. The second one is good, and Tyler Nealon has 18. T-Jax inbound the ball. Hamilton throws it to Newman. Newman to Newton. Newton a little sloppy with the throw, and it's knocked away by a New Halen player, and New Halen comes up with the ball, and right away there's a foul committed by a T-Jack player, and actually that was on Newton. Little lazy pass, got tipped by the New Halen player, and then Newton tried to grab it back, and he's called for the foul, and in that, just that quickly, he gets his third and fourth fouls here on this trip down the court. New Halen has it out of bounds now. Cobb drives down the lane, lays it up, no good. Rebound down to Mack. He loses a handle on it. Now Trifon has it. Trifon to Nealon. Nealon drives in, no good. Cobb gets the rebound, misses. Josiah Mack with the ball. Nice rebound, Josiah Mack for King Cove. Now ahead to Jamin Newman. Newman on the dribble, has the ball knocked away from him. New Haven passes ahead to Tretikoff, who lays it up and in. Jonathan Tretikoff's first 2 points of the afternoon, and it's 39-22. 17-point lead now for New Haven. And Coach Dan Sebastian for King Cove calls a timeout and gathers his team around him. King Cove playing well, and in some aspects of the game, doing a good job, but just having a little trouble at times with that pressure defense of New Haven, and getting some turnovers is New Haven off of that, and then getting some easy baskets, and that's how they keep stretching that lead back out. New King Cove makes a nice run, gets a little bit closer, and then New Haven will just run off a couple of those turnovers, a couple of those layups, and the lead is right back up there to double digits, 15, 16 points. So King Cove will have it out of bounds here after the timeout. Paul Hamilton will throw it in, gets it in to Avery Samuelson. Right back to Hamilton, dribbles up the court. Almost lost the ball. Now Newman picks it up. Newman throws it ahead to Hamilton. Pass stolen away by New Haven once again. Matthew and Nealon back out to Jonathan Tretikoff. New Haven is playing a full court, kind of a zone press. And it's given some trouble here to King Cove. Here's a pass underneath to Eknadi Cobb, who lays it up and in. And Cobb has 11 points. And it's 41-22. Here comes King Cove, Avery Samuelson. Avery Samuelson on the fast dribble. Just about lost the ball. Now he does lose it. Picked up by a Nealon of New Haven. Tretikoff. Now to Cobb. Cobb for three. No good. Rebound to Josiah Mack. Nice job, Mack. He's on the run out. Taking it all the way, going to lay it up, and just off the rim. And oh, that's frustrating for Josiah Mack. He made a nice rebound, dribbled the length of the court, and just missed the layup. Now New Haven on the other end, Tyler Nealon with a pass under Matthew Nealon. I don't know if that's his brother or his cousin or just what, but he threw it right over Matthew's head and out of bounds, and the ball will belong here to King Cove. Into the game for the T-Jacks is Drayton Newman. Drayton Newman. Dribbles, passes ahead now, tried to get it ahead to Jamin Newman, stolen by Tyler Nealon, who threw it underneath to Eknadi Cobb, and it slipped through Cobb's hands and out of bounds. Belong once again to King Cove. They'll try to break the press again here. Samuelson throws it in to Newman. Back to Hamilton, now to Samuelson. Samuelson on the dribble. That time they break the press. Drayton Newman with it. Back over to Samuelson. 3:20 to go here in the third quarter. Hamilton tried to get it into Mack, knocked away by a New Haven player and taken away by the Malamutes. Eknadi Cobb ahead to Tyler Nealon. He's going to drive it in, lay it up, no good. Rebound hauled down here by Paul Hamilton. Nice pass ahead to Mack, wide open underneath the basket, misses the layup. And Mack is frustrated again. That was a good execution, good play by King Cove. Just didn't quite finish it with the layup there. Josiah Mack still shaking his head in frustration that he missed that relatively easy shot. He'll get it next time. 41-22. New Haven with the lead. 2:43 to go. Now we've got Matthew Nealon driving into the middle, and they're calling him for traveling. So it'll be New Haven ball. This time New Haven's going to pick him up at half court. Avery Samuelson with the ball. Dribbles to half court. Loses a handle on the ball. Taken away Matthew Nealon. Gives it to Tretikoff, to Cobb. Cobb up and in. Easy basket for New Haven. Eknadi Cobb has 13, and suddenly it's a 21-point lead for New Haven, 43-22. They break the press easily this time. King Cove does. Samuelson underneath to Hamilton. Hamilton, a little four-footer, no good. Gets his own rebound. Tries to put it back up and in and lost his balance, and he's called for traveling. Now Mark Newton's going to come back into the game with those four fouls, and Drayton Newman is going to sit down. After the traveling call here on Hamilton, it's going to be New Haven ball. Eknadi Cobb brings it down. 43-22, 21-point lead for New Haven. Matthew and Nealon with the ball for the Malamutes. To Tretikoff. Tretikoff for three. Nothing but net. Jonathan Tretikoff with five, and it's 46-22. Here come the T-Jacks. Paul Hamilton with the ball. Passed ahead to Samuelson. Tried to get it underneath to Mack. It's stolen away by Eknadi Cobb. And Cobb will bring it down for New Haven. Over to Matthew and Nealon. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Tretikoff with the ball. Dribbles down the left side. Stops, pops from 10, and it's nothing but net. Jonathan Tretikoff has 7, and it's 48-22, New Haven. Mark Newton on the dribble. All the way right down the lane. Little runner, no good. Rebound, battle for, taken away by Tyler Anilin. Anilin gives it off now to Tretikoff, who lays it up and in. Tretikoff has 9, and it's 50-22. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Newton with the ball. Almost has it stripped away. Now it does. Matthew Anilin takes it away, gives it to Cobb. Cobb puts it up and in. And Eknadi Cobb has 15, and it's 52-22 with 50 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Now a nice pass underneath to Josiah Mack. This one he lays up and in. I said he'd hit the next one, and he did. Nice job, Josiah Mack. He got a nice pass there from Jamin Newman. And Mack with a nice move under the basket lays it in. On the other side, nice, just almost an identical play. Nice pass underneath to Gregory Trifon, who lays it up in, and he's got 9. It's 54-24. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here comes Hamilton. Tried to get it underneath to Mack. Stolen away by New Haven. Gregory Trifon with the steal. Eknadi Cobb. Slow dribble now. Probably going to go for one shot here with 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Cobb on the right side to Matthew Anilin. Now to Tretikoff. Tretikoff wide open. Three-pointer. Nothing but net once again. And Tretikoff had 2 points at half. He scored 10 points in the third quarter here. He's got 12. And after that three-pointer, King Cove tries to get it in bounds. And the buzzer sounds. We've come to the end of the third quarter with New Haven leading it 57-24. New Haven scored 23 points there in the third quarter, and King Cove only able to score 4 points in that quarter. So that doesn't work well when you only score 4 points in the quarter there. So the lead went from 14 to all the way to 23 as New Haven leads it 57-24. Both teams gathered around their coaches here as they get ready for fourth quarter action. Looks like all the same players. Well, no, we've got a couple substitutes in. King Cove brings in Drayton Newman and also Mitchell Duskin into the game. And for New Haven, Richard Weedman is into the game, and also Lyle Grindle for the Malamutes. It'll be King Cove ball to start the fourth quarter here. Drayton Newman has the ball, gives it off to Newton. Newton underneath to Duskin. Duskin shoots, misses, gets his own rebound. Knocked out of bounds, and it's off of his hand, and it'll belong to New Haven. So we're just underway here in the fourth quarter, and once again, New Haven leading it by 23, 57-24. Eknadi Cobb on the dribble here for the Malamutes. Gets it off to Jonathan Tretikoff. Now to Lyle Grindle, straight out front of the top of the key. Long three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Eknadi Cobb, who lays it up and in, and Eknadi Cobb has 17 for New Haven. Even scoring for the Malamutes there, Anilin has 18, Tyler Anilin that is, and Eknadi Cobb with 17. Now we're going to have a backcourt violation here by King Cove, and the ball will go back to New Haven. Working against that press of New Haven, and they got it across half court, and then the pass came back to Drayton Newman on the other side of the half court, and of course that's against the rules, so they call the backcourt violation. New Haven ball once again. Eknadi Cobb has it on the dribble. Gets it in to Tyler Nealon. Right back inside. Stolen away here by Dalton Utecht. Then he loses the handle, and New Haven has it back. For New Haven in the game, number 21, August Johnson. Oh, almost a steal there by Mitchell Duskin. Duskin. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. It's either Duskin or we'll call it Duskin. So nice steal, Mitchell Duskin. It'll be King Cove ball here. Mark Newton on the dribble against Grindle. Newton, top of the key, fires up three-pointer, just off the rim, no good. Nice rebound by Dalton Utecht. Gets it back out front to Newton, over to Avery Samuelson. Samuelson, he's going to fire up a three-pointer, just off the front of the rim, no good. Richard Weedman with the rebound, he gives it to Grindle. And New Haven has the ball. Tyler Nealon back to Eknadi Cobb. 6.5 minutes to go in the ball game. 59-24 is the score here. Comfortable lead for New Haven. inside to Tyler Nealon. Nealon puts it up and in. He's got 20 points in the game. Here comes King Cove. Mark Newton with the ball. Hands it off to Drayton Newman. Back to Newton. Newton now. Bounce pass down in the left corner to Samuelson. Back out front to Newton. Newton's going to dribble now. Top of the key. Bounce pass down low. This one to Dalton Utek. Tries to pass it out front to Samuelson. Stolen away. Here in for the layup goes Lyle Grindle for New Haven. Lyle Grindle has 2 points. And it's 63-24. Mark Newton brings it back down again for New Haven. On the dribble, loses it to Grindle. Grindle comes down the other way, and he loses it. Nice steal by Dalton Utek. Now ahead to Samuelson. Samuelson for three. His shot a little bit short. Rebound down for Weedman of New Haven. There's a long pass from Ignati Cobb all the way down to Grindle. Grindle will fire up a three-pointer. No good. Nice rebound by Drayton Newman. Drayton Newman with the ball. Gives it off now to Duskin. Duskin on the dribble, bounces it ahead to Avery Samuelson. Samuelson, 20-foot jumper, no good. Rebound down to Tyler Nealon. He gives it off to Cobb. New Haven on the run out. Cobb ahead to Weedman. Weedman right under the basket, lays it up, no good. Tyler Nealon tries to tap it in, doesn't go. Now Cobb with the ball, over to Grindle. Grindle for three, no good. And the rebound down by August Johnson of New Haven. Pass underneath. Almost stolen away there by Mark Newton. And they're going to say it's off of Tyler Nealon's hand. And now Tyler Nealon's going to check out of the game. And into the ballgame is Jeremy Davis for New Haven. We've got 4:43 to go in the ballgame. And it's 63-24. King Cove with the ball. Newton on the drive down the lane. Nice job. Lays it up and in off the backboard. Nice shot by Mark Newton. He's got 6 points. Playing with four fouls, but doing a good job here. 63-26. Lyle Grindle, another three-point attempt, no good. This time the rebound hauled down by Dalton Utek. Substitute coming in now, Ignati Cobb is going to sit down. Into the game for New Haven is Brenton Hinkle. So a whole new lineup out there for New Haven. And into the game, Jamin Newman. And Mark Newton's going to sit down for King Cove. Avery Samuelson also sitting down. So for King Cove, it looks like it's Jamin Newman and Paul Hamilton, Dalton Utek, Drayton Newman, and also Mitchell Duskin. Here comes Hamilton. Nice dribble. Nice pass underneath. Ooh, nice pass. Hamilton to Mitchell, to Drayton. No, who's that? Dalton Utek, who lays it up and in. I get those names straight. Dalton Utek with a nice basket. 63-28. 4 minutes to go now in the game. Lyle Grindle on dribble out front, guarded closely by Mitchell Duskin. Oh, nice steal, Drayton Newman. Newman got it over to Dalton Utek. Passed it ahead, and the pass was tapped out of bounds by a New Haven player. It'll belong to King Cove underneath their own basket. Jamin Newman will throw it in bounds. Jamin Newman gets it right underneath to Hamilton, who lays it up and in. Nice inbounds play. Paul Hamilton has 9 points. Good inbounds play by the King Cove T-Jacks, resulting in an easy basket for Paul Hamilton, and it's 63-30. Brenton Hinkle, long three-pointer, no good. That one is going to be saved before it goes out of bounds. Grabbed there by Lyle Grindle, who lays it up and in. He's got 4 points, and it's 65-30. 3:23 to go in the game. Jamin Newman with the ball. Jamin Newman loses it, loses the handle, picked up by August Johnson. Johnson lays it up, no good. Ball was battled for, and it ended up in August Johnson's hands, and he was standing out of bounds. He kind of has a guilty, sheepish little smile on his face as he got the rebound, but he's standing with both feet squarely on this big, wide purple line that is the out-of-bounds marker here in Naknek. So the ball goes to King Cove. King Cove driving down, and Dalton Utek makes a nice move to the basket, and he's fouled. Doesn't get the shot to fall, but he's going to shoot two free throws. King Cove has a good their girls team is here with doing a good job cheering the boys on. as Dalton shoots his free throws there. The girls all raise their hands up and wiggle their fingers. I don't know if that's supposed to help him make the free throws or not. He missed the first one. Second free throw is no good also by Dalton. And the rebound taken down here by August Johnson of New Halen. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Grindle underneath to Weedman. Back out front to Hinkle. Hinkle on the drive. 12-foot jumper. No good. Nice rebound. Drayton Newman of King Cove. He gets ahead to Paul Hamilton. Hamilton quickly on the dribble. Nice bounce pass under to Duskin. Duskin misses the shot. And the rebound down to New Halen. Here comes Lyle Grindle. 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Grindle drives all the way down. Right baseline. Gets it to Weedman at the free throw line. Weedman shoots and hits. And Richard Weedman, his first 2 points of the afternoon here, or morning, I guess it still is. Jamin Newman brings it up for King Cove, gets it to Paul Hamilton. Hamilton drives right side, stops, shoots a three-pointer, nothing but net. Nice shot, Paul Hamilton. Hamilton has 12, and it's 67-33. 2:11 to go here in the ball game. Lyle Grindle brings it down for New Halen, over to Jeremy Davis. Davis dribbles out front. Lyle Grindle gets it to Hinkle. Almost stolen away by Newman. Now it is stolen by Drayton Newman. He's going to take it all the way. Stop. Nice pass over to Duskin. Duskin up and in. Nice shot, Mitchell Duskin. Good assist there from Drayton Newman. And Mitchell Duskin with the nice basket. And it's 67-35. That's Mitchell's first 2 points. Minute 40 to go in the game. Hinkle with the ball now. Out front to Jeremy Davis. Now Grindle back to Davis. Pass inside, stolen away by Paul Hamilton. He's going to take it all the way. Tried to get it back to Jamin Newman, stolen away by Weedman. Now stolen by Drayton Newman. Now stolen back by Grindle. Grindle tried to throw it underneath to August Johnson, threw it over his head and out of bounds, and the ball will belong once again to King Cove. Minute 19 to go in the game. Utecht throws it in to Newman. Newman to Drayton Newman. Right back to Jamin, drives the... right up the lane, puts it up and in. Jamin, nice drive, nice basket. He's got 7 points, and it's 67-37. 1 minute to go in the ball game. Lyle Grindle almost has it taken away by Newman. Now he does. Paul Hamilton with the ball. He's going to take it in, lays it up with his left hand, up and in. Paul Hamilton having a nice game. Nice steal there, and he's got 14 points. We've got 49 seconds to go. New Halen with the ball. Here comes Grindle. Grindle loses a handle on it. Taken away here by King Cove. Nice steal. Duskin with the steal. Gets it ahead to Utecht. Now Newman, or not Newton, it's Hamilton with the three-pointer. No good. Rebound down to New Halen. 30 seconds to go in the game. August Johnson. Both teams playing hard right to the end here. Jeremy Davis with the pass. Loses it. Gets it to Weedman. Off of his hand, out of bounds. Once again, it'll be King Cove ball. 67-39, New Halen with the lead. 20 seconds to go in the game. Utecht throws it in. Jamin Newman. Jamin drives. 20-footer he puts up and bounces around the rim and then falls. Nice shot, Jamin Newman. He's got 9. We've got 8 seconds to go in the game. Jeremy Davis on the dribble. His pass stolen by Jamin Newman. Jamin Newman puts up the jumper. No good off the rim. Rebounded Hamilton. Hamilton shoots and misses. And the buzzer sounds, and the game has come to an end. And all those that are here watching the game, there's a few locals and all the kids from the other teams. Give both teams a good hand. They've both played hard. It was a fun game to watch. New Halen comes out on top, 67-41 over King Cove. 67-41. Let me do a quick rundown of the scoring here and give you a schedule for the games that are the rest of the day here. First of all, for New Halen here this morning, they were led in scoring by Tyler Anilan with 20. Eknadi Cobb had 17. Jonathan Tretikoff had 12. Gregory Trifon had 9. Lyle Grindle with 4. Matthew Anilan had 3. And Richard Weedman had 2. For the King Cove T-Jacks, just about everybody got on the in on the scoring here. They were led by Paul Hamilton with 14. He had a very good game. Jamin Newman played a nice game. He had 9. And Mark Newton also had 6 points. Avery Samuelson with 5. Josiah Mack with 3. Dalton Utecht with 2, Mitchell Duskin with 2, and Drayton Newman had a couple of nice steals. He didn't score, but played some nice defense and got some steals. So King Cove comes up on the short end of it here this morning, 67-41 against New Halen. We have another game right here on KSDP. That'll be at 3 o'clock. That'll be Sandpoint and the Killigannik girls game at 3 o'clock, and we'll be bringing you that game. And then later on at 6 o'clock, it'll be Bristol Bay taking on the King Cove girls. And that game also should be carried live here on the radio. So thank you for listening to King Cove T-Jack Basketball right here on KSDP. And have a good break here in the afternoon, and we'll see you at 3 o'clock for more basketball.
Thanks, Jeff. All right, that is Jeff over there in Bristol Bay giving us live reports of what's happening in the Classic, the Elks.